David, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Scott.
Now, this has been fairly controversial for some of the towns involved. Give us a quick recap of some of the controversy that we've seen over the last few months with this issue.
Well, this began as a proposal by Mecklenburg County and the towns in the Lake Norman area to buy this system. Over the course of a number of months, beginning in the middle of 2006, all of these towns and the county considered buying the system. They had negotiations over an agreement on how to govern the system once it was up and running. And as those went on, it became clear that not everybody was in agreement on how things should be done. The town of Huntersville dropped out of the proposal, leaving the other towns to try and figure out what to do. And it has come down to now where the towns of Davidson, Mooresville, Troutman, and Cornelius are a group of four that are considering a scaled-down version of the proposal to buy the system.
And what are the virtues that they see in doing so?
The supporters of this idea point to the terrible service that many customers got from the old Adelphia, and they believe that the towns have the ability to run the system with better customer service, keep prices affordable for customers, and just in general do a better job than Adelphia did.
Now, David, I can honestly say I have had that product in one of those towns within the past year, and it wasn't the customer service really that was an issue. It was more of just the overall quality of being able to get that product on a regular basis. Are there questions about the infrastructure that's in place and what kind of product these towns would be getting if they do, in fact, vote tonight to buy the system?
Everybody agrees that the system is in dire need of an upgrade, and that will be the first order of business for whoever ends up owning this system. The towns have outlined a plan for spending money over the next 18 months and beyond to upgrade the system to a higher capacity, to improve the equipment that runs it, to look at new programming and all the different aspects of it that make it a cable system.
And would the towns view this as a moneymaker?
The towns say that their main reason for doing this is, number one, because the control of the system has been in corporate headquarters somewhere else throughout the history of the system, it's been difficult for the towns to have any control over what happens to it, and they like the idea of taking local control and getting a little bit more leverage over what happens. The other thing that they're pointing to as an argument in favor of this is economic development. Because these towns are relatively small in the grand scheme of things, it's very difficult for the cable system operators in a large company to make an argument for why money should be spent on upgrading the system. They want to upgrade the system because their efforts to lure businesses to this area these days typically include questions about internet access and high-speed network access. And the cable system that's built includes that and will include it in its upgraded fashion. And so they would like to be able to offer a better lure for businesses who are thinking about locating to this area.
Now, the critics on the other side, what are their main problems with this? Why did Huntersville decide to pull out and not be in the running in this at all?
Well, one of the basic questions was about how power would be shared among the towns, and that was a dispute that kind of mucked things up. But I think the biggest difficulty was really among folks who believe that it's not correct for local government to get into the cable TV business. These folks argue that cable television is something that has been and should be operated by private companies, that the large cable operators have more capability to spend money and get programming, and that they're the ones who know this business. Local governments don't. The other question that has come up in the course of public hearings is what might happen with programming as towns get involved in it. And, you know, there's some concern that programming could become a political football, and that could be a difficulty.
Very quickly, David, just in a few seconds, you've been to all of these meetings, or at least a lot of them. What do residents of these towns say on this?
Well, at many of the public hearings that have been held, the folks who oppose this idea on philosophical and political grounds have been very outspoken, and I'd say they outnumbered the citizens who came to say they thought it was a good idea. There have been some citizens at these meetings who point to the difficulties they've had in the past and who look at the town's proposal for keeping local control, and they say if we can get what the towns say they'll give us with more control and better customer service, then they're willing to give it a try.
David Borax, thanks for your expertise and helping us understand this issue a little bit more.
Thank you.